Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
Looking at those trending stories this morning with Barbara Friedman. Barbara Friedman, our online guru here at Prime Media Broadcasting. And a very good morning to you, Barbara.
Morning, Kino. Did you survive Valentine's Day?
Yeah. I just pretended it didn't exist. No, I'm kidding. No, I did.
Well, that's our first story.
Did you?
Yeah, no, it was quite a low-key event, I have to say. It's not my thing.
It's the way they go. I mean, I think it's overdone sometimes. But
let's
talk about Checkers and Net Florist. They were trending for all the wrong reasons on Valentine's Day.
You're right. So, first of all, someone posted, it's actually Gershon Gutsir, who's a media personality. He posted a picture of 700 Rand for 50 roses from a Checkers up in Protea Heights. And social media users were like, well, that's a money-making scam, thinking it was far too expensive. But that paled into comparison. When you compared it to a Net Florist bouquet called the Red Rose Extravaganza, 100 roses in a glass vase for an eye-watering 4,499 Rand. But that's not the end of it, because Twitter trended with the hashtag Net Florist the whole night, because hundreds and hundreds of people seem to have not got their Net Florist deliveries. And those that did got these like dead looking roses.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's something. I know it happens every year. I mean, there is an ongoing thing about these online deliveries. But I mean, it was quite remarkable to see this hashtag trending, and it didn't stop. I mean, people were saying eventually, like, you know, with Eskom load shedding, maybe that's why all the cold storage rooms were off and the roses all died and the traffic lights caused all the missed deliveries.
I've got to say, I mean, 700 bucks for a bunch of roses. You've got to be cooked in the head. You could go to Woolies, get, cooked. What, five or six little roses that cost you 180 bucks. So why would anybody want to spend 700 Rand on roses?
Yeah, it seems like they hike the price up on the day at these shops.
Madness. Absolute madness. Who's going to spend 700 bucks on roses? And I've used Net Florist once and never again. Quite frankly, I didn't like the service that I received from them. So, I mean, you know, were they trending?
They clearly couldn't cope. They clearly couldn't cope on the day. You know, it's a big day. Can you imagine how many deliveries they had to make?
No, indeed.
And people were freaking out.
Indeed.
They were saying, you know, I'm at work. My boyfriend's waiting for his delivery. It's 5 o'clock. They were saying that they weren't answering the phone. It was hectic. Yeah. Chaos.
Chaos. Hashtag chaos. Anyway, moving on to what's the big trending hashtag men conference 2019 all about yesterday?
Well, keeping up with the Valentine's Day theme, which has seemed appropriate, South African men hatched a hilarious escape plan that went viral on social media. So they made up a whole fictional event called Hashtag Men Conference 2019, which had people posting all these photographs of dates. They weren't real. It was all fake. And it was all to get out of having to do a Valentine's Day dinner. And they had, I mean, the imagination of these South African men is quite something to behold.
Yeah.
And they had pictures of people speaking at the conference, like Jacob Zuma was going to speak about polygamy. Julius Malema was going to talk about weight loss. This one, I mean, it went on and on all day. There were photos of, you know, old clips of people crowded on trains, cars driving through storms. They even created real little videos of men walking with suitcases on their way to the lecture theatres. And some clearly chickened out and then sort of had hashtags with their girlfriends saying, guess who's not at the men's conference.
Aww.
But, you know, other people made a more serious point. And they said, you know, if men can go so wild putting all this effort into a hashtag like this, maybe they could unite and influence one another to stop abusing women.
Agreed.
And support their kids. And
totally,
I think that is
totally
a very sobering point.
You know, on that point as well, and I think we're running a wonderful campaign, which I think starts a little later today. I don't want to speak about it too much because it will hit you. It'll hit you by surprise. Maybe if you listened to Pippa's show yesterday, you'll know that it's going to be happening. But I also like what the Nelson Mandela Children's Organization did on TV. They had these boys on TV saying that, you know, 33% of young boys also get abused. And what we tend to do in society is we forget our boys. And that is not a healthy thing either. So, you know, big ups to the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund for shedding a light on the fact that boys too, everybody gets abused, and we should be worried about everybody who gets abused in this country, especially those that are vulnerable, including our young boys. But then let's move on to the next one. The legendary saxophonist Kenny G was the biggest trending hashtag last night. Please tell me, why did he cut his hair?
And is still trending. So I saw this and I thought, what is this about? No, Kim Kardashian West's husband, Kanye, he got Kenny G to come and play in their house for Valentine's Day, and she posted the video saying, "No big deal, Kenny G in my living room, happy Valentine's Day, best husband in the world." But not only has it had 6 million views in a few hours and hundreds of thousands of comments, but people were so amused by this room, which was empty save for hundreds of thin rose vases, with each containing a single long-stemmed rose, hundreds on the floor, with Kenny G standing in the center playing his sax. And people were saying, he's trapped in the Kardashian West house and he's sending out an SAS. How on earth is he going to escape this? How did he get in there, people are asking? How, you know, poor celebrity personal assistant, hell, who had to put all those vases on the floor, and he had to maneuver himself into the middle of it. So it was actually very funny to read the comments about how Kenny G managed to get himself in the center of all those vases to play his, what some consider to be quite a cheesy
now look sax. Look at the people around you. There might be some people going, what, Kenny who? Especially those who don't especially people who don't remember typewriters and what the internet first sounded like when it came out. Let's give you a little bit of Kenny G. Huh? Wesley, you remember this?
Absolutely.
You remember bluesing to the song?
Absolutely,
yeah. And then getting a... Yeah, there we go. Kenny G, just taking you back. Barbara, thank you very much for that.